Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sarah Hoffman of the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Thanks for being in today. And I just told you a minute ago, this was a great idea. I don't know where you got it, but this is pretty cool. Tell me what's coming up at the Food Bank.
We are doing our first ever Do Good Date Night event. It's going to be an awesome night where couples can come and enjoy giving back to the community with a volunteer activity and date night. We're going to have beer and wine and trivia, so it's a fun way to enjoy date night, but also give back to the community.
So the Do Good Date Night.
That's right.
Now, when is Do Good Date Night coming up?
It's going to be Friday, April the 6th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Now, if you went out and saw a movie, you'd probably drop $20, right?
Oh,
you
easy.
And your date, and she'd get the giant popcorn. And
more than $20 if you want the giant popcorn and a drink.
And the extra butter. How much does this thing cost?
It's only $15 a person, and that's going to include your food. A roller roaster is going to be providing the food, and I'm pretty sure he's going to do his smoked catfish po' boy, which is incredible, and probably one other option for people. And then that's also going to include beer and wine.
That's the first time I've ever heard the word smoked catfish together. I've never even thought of doing that.
I've never thought of it either, but once you try it, you'll remember it.
All right, so you've got food. There'll be some adult beverages.
Adult beverages. And this event is age 21 and up only. So if you have kids, get a babysitter.
All right.
Leave them at home.
Do good date night, and then you get to play trivia.
Yes, we're going to have a really fun trivia game, and we're going to be giving out prizes to our couple who gets the most answers correct.
Ooh, I'm good at trivia, too, because I sit here all day and I listen to the news all
right,
day.
Right, so you I'm, know I'm a lot of
on,
facts.
I'm always up on my current events. If somebody wanted to get involved in this Do Good Date Night, do I have to get a ticket beforehand? How does that work?
Yes, you need to get your ticket beforehand. It's $15 a person, and we're only selling 50 tickets. So you want to go ahead and get your tickets now. If you go to foodbanknela.org, click on events, and that'll link you through to the ticket sales page.
And that's not this Friday, two Fridays away, the 6th of April.
That's correct.
Talk to me a little bit about the food bank. I always see that you guys are helping folks. I know there is a big need in North Louisiana. We just came through the winter time, and you guys seem like, I think you told me you get hit hard at winter because people have to, you know, pay for Christmas and electric bills and those sort of things. So what kind of state are you in right now?
Well, you know, feeding people in our community is an ongoing effort. People go through different life changes. People, come down with disabilities, different things that come up that people need help. We actually have a lot of seniors in our community who struggle with hunger year-round because they're living on a very fixed income, and they just need a little bit of extra help. A lot of families, working families, who struggle to just make it to the end of the month and be able to buy enough groceries. So 73,000 people in Northeast Louisiana actually face hunger. That's one in five.
How big an area do you serve?
We serve a 12-parish region of Louisiana.
Okay, there's probably somebody out there who says, you know, I'd give my money to the food bank, but they're like wasting my money, and those people don't really need food. How do you go back and check to make sure that people aren't just riding around getting free food everywhere?
Well, first of all of our programs are done by income qualifications, except for our Backpack for Kids programs. Those children are actually chosen by the teacher who knows that they're at risk for not having food in the home. But everything else, you have to qualify by income. And also, the way that we look at it is, it's just food. We're not giving away $100 bills. We're not giving away cars, TVs, anything like that. It's food. And we don't believe that anybody in our community should go hungry. A lot of this food is actually food that would otherwise end up in a landfill. So because of our partnership with Feeding America, we're able to purchase food that maybe might have a manufacturing defect, but it's perfectly edible. We're able to get it for pennies on the dollar. So for every $10 donated to the food bank, we can secure 55 meals for people in need.
Wow. $10. Mm-hmm. $10 will feed me like one time at the cafeteria.
Right.
$10 will feed 55 meals.
Yes, that's right.
That's incredible.
I did the math the other day on, you know, a cup of coffee at your typical coffee joint is going to be $5, right?
Right.
And for that, we could feed a child for 9 days.
Wow.
So it's incredible the impact that you can have. When we think about people that are hungry, we might think about other countries or we might think about homeless people. But the reality is a hungry person looks just like you or I do. You know, they're people that they may be your server at a local restaurant and they have three kids at home. And by the end of their paycheck, they're running out of funds to keep a roof over their heads and keep their bills paid and still get enough food to eat.
You know, I was sick here recently, and so I went like 2 days or so without eating. That may be the longest I've ever gone without eating, just a couple of days. And I was messed up. Like, I was trying to read the news in the morning. I couldn't read the news. My mind would not make the words come out right. It doesn't. Yeah. It sometimes even when I eat, they don't come out right. But I was really struggling, and I can imagine a lot of these young students and these people going to work and trying to find a job are struggling with what they're doing just because they don't have enough calories in their body.
That's right. It affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and when you look at children, especially young children who are their bodies are forming, their minds are forming. If they're not getting enough to eat, they're not going to be able to reach their potential. And so we really try to get the food into the hands of the people that need it the most.
Sarah Hoffman's with us from the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Sarah, do good date night.
That's right.
Tell me more about it.
Friday, April the 6th. You can go to our website, foodbanknela.org, to get tickets or call us at 322-3567 for more information.
And food and music and fun and adult beverages and trivia.
That's right.
And you get to do good. That's the important part.
Yes.
All right. Find out more at our website, kedm.org.